Coming up on Saturday, September 10th, something very exciting taking place at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. They're inviting you to be their guests. It is the 7th annual Storybook Ball, and this year's theme, based on that little line there, Beauty and the Beast 2022. To talk about that, Executive Director for Save Our Children Elyria, Chase Ferris. Good morning, Chase. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
All right. Are you getting excited for this big event coming up?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work, and I definitely appreciate the Gala Committee, you know what I mean, for having their feet on the ground, getting this thing put together. But like I said, next Saturday, September 10th, we can't wait for it. Everything come to fruition.
Tell me a little bit about the importance of this. Obviously, a fun celebration, but obviously, it's a good fundraiser, I guess, for the Save Our Children Elyria. Talk about, I guess, the importance of something like this event.
Yeah, so a Storybook Ball, it's actually our largest fundraiser for the year. Everything pretty much at Save Our Children goes through our grant cycles and things like that, but this is our largest effort to raise funds for our program. As you know, Save Our Children is an after-school and summer program where we focus on five pillars of excellence, is what we like to call them. Those five pillars, of course, academic excellence is number one, as we're a literacy-first program. But we also focus on social-emotional learning, community engagement, health and wellness, and college and career readiness. So being a part of the Storybook Ball, it just goes to, you know, continue to support our program, as everything we do here is completely free for our students.
Gives them an opportunity to show that there's people out there that care about them, right?
Of course, of course. And it gives them a sense of, like I always say, it takes a village to raise a child. But at the same time, it lets them know, like, hey, like you said, there's people out here that care about you. There's a lot of people out here that support you. And it also feels good to see our staff, because they'll be there as well. But our staff to see the amount of support in the community and the people who really, you know, appreciate the work that they do day in and day out.
It's been going on for quite a number of years, so a lot of different generations have passed through the program.
Oh, yes, indeed. Save Our Children is actually, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So it's the big 4-0. So I feel like we're pulling out all the stops, and it's all for a good cause. So we're just happy to be here, but we're never satisfied, and we're continuing to grow.
And again, people can participate Saturday, September 10th at Spitzer Conference Center, the Beauty and the Beast Storybook Ball. How did this idea for a storybook ball, this is the 7th one, come about? What history can you tell us of it?
So the Storybook Ball, I believe, started off obviously 7 years ago with the former director, Lisa Bramhall Gonzalez. It was her idea to put this thing together, and she got together with a group of her friends who are now on that gala committee, and I feel like they're the founders of this. And those ladies, I tell you, they work hard day in and day out because they firmly believe in the cause and the work that we do here at Save Our Children. But I like I said, for me, just to sit back and watch them go to work and the organization and the dedication they have and the phone calls and the relationships and everything that they put into this, like, it's amazing to see it all come to fruition on gala night. But at the same time, they just enjoy the process and just hammer it out day in and day out.
We know people can still get tickets and even participate in other ways. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, indeed. So we'll have, of course, if you purchase a ticket, you can go to saveourchildren.com. Well, socelyria.com, I apologize. And there from that website, it'll help you navigate to our actual gala website where you can purchase your tickets or tables. But we also have silent auctions. But if you end up at the event, we'll have a live band, dancing, cocktails, and a whole bunch of auction items as well. Not to mention a few live auctions as well.
Sounds great. It's a good way to raise funds and help people to be a part of this and show the support and sort of have a sense as the adults have sort of the fun with sort of this child, a story. So it kind of all plays in together into the Save Our Children Elyria. Chase, how did you become executive director? What was your path to this and what was this organization meaning to you that you decided to become an important part of it?
So growing up in Elyria, born and raised, I spent the last better part of the decade in Columbus after I left Elyria to go play football, you know what I mean, between Ohio State, the NFL, and, you know, other career endeavors. But I was fortunate enough to have a strong village around me to raise me up. But at the same time, I also had football as an outlet, so football was my way out. However, I never, you know, diminished the value of a great education. So I got my bachelor's degree in financial services and then my master's degree in sports management. So when I received a phone call in regards to Save Our Children, just of the organization, when I was in college, I came back, Tracy and I, and we did a, you know, a book reading for some of the kids back when they were located in Asbury Church. So, you know, as I came back to Elyria, you know, I got into the community a bit, received a couple calls here and there. But when the opportunity came, you know, to be able to apply for a position here, I jumped at it. Being able to, you know, do the things that I've done and be the places that I've been, football has taken me so many places and afforded me so many opportunities that I could never, you know, pay back to, you know, the individuals who've given me, you know, the chance to go out and do that. So, you know, in the words of the great Woody Hayes, you got to pay it forward. So that's all I feel like we do here. All the work that we put in here, it goes for, you know, it goes for the betterment of these kids, and I think they know that. So for me, it's in my staff here, it's all about them. So to being able to pay it forward, give them different experiences, let them know that there's someone here, I mean, that cares about them, that Save Our Children is a place where they don't have to, you know, sometimes these kids have to, you know, grow up earlier than they would like to and mm-hmm. and help raise their, you know, I mean, younger siblings and things like that. But when you have places or safe spaces like Save Our Children in the community, where these kids can go and just be kids, you know what I mean? Like, these are the type of, you know what I mean, experiences and the type of environment that I like to foster here. And that my staff really, I mean, really goes to bat to create. So I feel like being here to Save Our Children, it's all a part, you know, of the bigger picture, and that's our community and our children, because they are our future.
Just came off of the summer. Now we're getting into school, so I guess the after-school programs are going to get into high gear now.
Oh, yes, indeed. This summer was one for the books. We've even had staff members tell me this is the best summer they've ever had. We've taken multiple field trips. We went to Putin Bay. I took them to Columbus. We went to Coastside. We even got a chance to tour the Ohio State football practice facility. They got to play football out there on the turf, roller arenas, bowling, main event, urban air, Lakewood Park, just all these different places, you know, to try to offer different experiences. But as far as the school year goes, we'll be revving up. Literally September 19th is the first day. These applications are continuing to pile up. As our staff is, you know, diligently going through those to get individuals in here to, you know, get these intakes done, we're looking to have a great school year as well.
Of course, all of this needs some support, and that's why the 7th Annual Storybook Ball is taking place. Again, it comes up Saturday, September 10th, over at Spitzer Conference Center. The theme this year is Beauty and the Beast. You can go to socelyria.com to find out more about tickets and getting involved, maybe even sponsorships with the program as well. All right, Chase, before I let you go, are you excited for this Buckeye season, especially this big game against Notre Dame that's taking place?
Yeah, it's a... You know what I mean, for me, it's like a blast from the past. My last game that I played as a Buckeye was against Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. We did the job then, and I have full confidence that these guys will get the job done this weekend.
Sounds good. Well, Chase, we appreciate your time this morning, sharing information about the Save Our Children Elyria and all that you do. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Have a great one.
Thanks.